Welcome to Womble Perspectives, where we explore a wide range of topics from the latest legal updates to industry trends to the business of law. Our team of lawyers, professionals, and occasional outside guests will take you through the most pressing issues facing businesses today and provide practical and actionable advice to help you navigate the ever-changing legal landscape. With a focus on innovation, collaboration, and client service, we are committed to delivering exceptional value to our clients and to the communities we serve. And now our latest episode.
In a landmark decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, the landscape of copyright law has been drastically changed. On May 9th, in a decisive 6-3 ruling in the case of Warner Chappell Music Inc. et al. Versus Sherman Neely et al., the court made it clear. Copyright infringement claims aren't locked into a mere 3-year window for seeking damages. This is a big deal, signaling a major shift that allows copyright owners with valid claims to seek damages for infringements, no matter when they happened. This is a huge win for copyright owners and creative professionals. Artists, writers, musicians, and creators now have the power to demand restitution for infringements that might have taken place far beyond the previously accepted 3-year time frame, opening up a whole new level of protection for copyright holders. With this new ruling, the Supreme Court has essentially removed the time barrier for seeking monetary damages for copyright infringement. The key here is the interpretation of the discovery rule, which allows copyright owners to file claims within 3 years of discovering the infringement, not necessarily within 3 years of the actual infringement. This means that as long as the evidence provided meets the standards of being reliable and relevant, copyright owners might be able to seek damages for infringements that occurred long ago, potentially extending back indefinitely. This decision significantly widens the field for copyright litigation, allowing plaintiffs to seek damages for infringements that happened well before the old 3-year limit. However, this new freedom will require vigilance. Creators and copyright owners need to stay on top of monitoring their works, keep records of potential infringements, and understand the importance of acting promptly after discovering an infringement. In light of this ruling, here's what creators should do. Stay vigilant. Keep an eye on how and where your work is being used. Document everything. Maintain detailed records of your works and any permissions you've given. Seek legal counsel. If you find an infringement, get advice from a legal professional to make sure your claim is filed correctly and on time. The Supreme Court's decision marks a pivotal moment for copyright law and the protection of creative works. It strengthens the position of creators against unauthorized use of their intellectual property. For legal professionals and copyright owners, it means rethinking strategies and expectations around copyright infringement claims. Understanding this Supreme Court ruling is key going forward. It's a reminder of how important it is to protect intellectual property and of the evolving nature of the laws that protect creative output. For creators and legal professionals, staying informed and proactive is essential to make the most of this significant legal development.
Thank you for listening to Womble Perspectives. If you want to learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, please visit the show notes where you can find links to related resources mentioned today. The show notes also have more information about our attorneys who provided today's insights, including ways to reach out to them. Don't forget to subscribe via your podcast player of choice so that you never miss an episode. Thank you again for listening.